Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Pivot of Change podcast. I'm really happy that you're listening today. And the subject I really want to dive deep into with you is grounding. And the grounding practices are for me one of the most important practices in my life. And I think grounding is such an important part of our life and also a part of our spirituality. And it's also something that sometimes can get left behind when it comes to spirituality. So I really wanted to make this episode today and really dive deep into it because I think it's so important. And when I really grasp the concept of grounding and what it really is and how we can implement it in our day-to-day life, my life really changed and transformed. And I would never be able to be where I am today without my grounding practices, without connecting to Mother Nature, to the earth, and to my own body. And I think we are here in this physical life, and what is so important is that we live in our own bodies and that we're connected to our environment in a beautiful, healthy way. And this is where, for me, grounding is all about. So, first, I kind of want to share with you why grounding is so important and how it has helped me, and how I kind of came to it. So a few years ago, especially after I became really sick, and some of you probably already know, I've shared it before, that when I was 18 years old, I had a heart attack and also a near-death experience. And after that, I had a long period of recovery. But even after I physically healed completely, I still had a lot of symptoms that I didn't know how to deal with it. And one of the biggest things and the biggest struggles I was going through is I was dissociating a lot. So I was dissociating from this reality. And what this actually means and how I experienced it is was like my consciousness was leaving my body. So I was constantly having these beautiful spiritual experiences. For example, when I would just sit in a class, or when I was making a test and I would at school and I would look out of the window and I saw this bird flying, and it was like I became the bird and I experienced the bird fully, which was a beautiful moment. But I wasn't connected to this physical reality during those moments of dissociation. So what actually happened is that I wouldn't be able to finish any of my tests in school at the time. I had difficulty studying and focusing, and also during working out, I could also really dissociate from my body. So it would go too far in a workout. It would go too all out, so I would kind of overburn myself, or I would harm myself and get bruises and things like that, and or I would almost get hit in traffic, right? I almost had a traffic accident once because I was completely dissociating and I was in my own dream world. And I've always been a dreamer, right? I've always been someone that can dream of so easily, and I don't believe there's anything wrong with that. But it's really important for us to be present and to focus on the here and the now and really focus on the physical, right? Because I also believe there are a lot of, especially meditations and teachings out here that teach us how to transcend reality or transcend our bodies. And I know it's very well intended and to create a more conscious life and to actually bring in a lot of light and wisdom, and that's beautiful, but it can also be harmful in the long run when we focus too much on the non-physical. We focus too much on going out of body, or with me, it wasn't really by choice, but on all these things and of all these different realities, these different worlds, and it can be even reading and going into a fantasy world. And there's nothing wrong with it, but it can become unhealthy when it causes us to dissociate in our day-to-day life. And that's what it did with me. So a lot of times when we speak about dissociation, it can seem like something horrible. Actually, the feeling of dissociating wasn't that horrible for me, because I was going into this very emotion, into this very peaceful and for me safe reality. And what I also have noticed is, especially doing a lot of work around trauma and also working with clients, that the reason why we dissociate from our bodies is because we don't actually feel safe. Right? We don't actually feel safe in this reality. And this is something a lot of empaths struggle with, and especially people who've been to sexual abuse, or also what I mentioned, people who went to very severe physical circumstances that have been really sick or have been going through this extreme physical pain that a lot of people can hardly imagine. And this can also make us feel subconsciously, so we're not aware of it, really unsafe in our bodies. And this is why I find it such an important subject for people who do a lot of emotional healing work, for empaths, for people who've suffered different traumas. And what trauma causes us to do, it causes us to feel unsafe. So grounding can actually help us to become here, present in the now, and when we're here, present in the now, we naturally feel safe, right? And what helped for me so much during this process of connecting more to my own body and connecting more to nature, which I think is the easiest way to ground yourself, which every single person that's listening today can do. You can do that. Is I would go more out into nature, and it can be go for runs, for walks, or sometimes it's really deeply connecting to animals, to your own pet. That can already also be very grounding. But I believe there's really this special bond we as humans have with nature. And when we actually connect to nature and surrender ourselves to nature, we naturally feel grounded and we naturally become present. So, if you want to ground more and be more present and connect more to the physical, right, which is really, really important, it's why we're here, go out for walks in nature. And what I think is really beautiful and healing in and of itself is walking barefoot in nature and really connecting to the earth, or just sitting or laying down in the grass, or when you live near the beach, to put out your shoes and to just walk barefoot over the sand and through like the water. I think that is really beautiful and healing in and of itself. Or again, to be to sit in a tree, or sit against a tree, or climb into it. Yes, guys, be wild, be crazy, do it all. And this can really help you to connect with nature. And I know that some of you might have some resistance to this, to maybe walking barefoot and things like that, because even though we now see it a lot more and a lot pe more people are doing it, which is amazing because it's beautiful, powerful, healing, and it connects us to the earth, we can still feel resistance to it because we are so socially conditioned that we need to be fully clothed, we need to have our shoes on, and all these different things. So actually, if you completely go out there and you would hug a tree, for example, you would be the weird, crazy person, right? For a lot of people. Or if you would be walking barefoot or meditating in nature, even now it's so much more accepted than it has ever been over the last couple of years. Still, we can feel this resistance to doing it. So now I challenge you all to say, fuck it, I'm going to do this. Because I know, you know what I think is so powerful to be the first, or not actually the first, but to be the person that does these things, even though it can bring up a little bit of shame or, like I said, resistance and fear to fears to being judged by others. I think the more and more people start to do this, so hug a tree, walk barefoot, lay in the grass, and just surrender to nature, the more normal it becomes. So if the brave ones, and I know a lot of my listeners, you are brave and you are amazing, and all of you are, deep down, all of you are. And it's just if you identify with it or not. Be brave. So when you feel that need and you feel like, oh, I really want to hug a tree right now, do it. Be crazy, be wild, do it. Or if you feel like you're walking and you're like, I just want to put off my shoes, take off those shoes and walk barefoot, right? Because I believe if you really want to make a change and a difference in the world, in our own lives, in our community, we have to be a little bit brave. You know, the first times doing something can be really uncomfortable. And I know in some of the episodes I've also went a little bit deeper into anger as well. And for me, it was really uncomfortable to scream. So what I do now when I go for a run in nature, I would just walk up a hill, you know, and then I would just scream, you know, scream really loud. And then I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable doing it. Shame comes up and all these things come up because I need to release them. And the more I do it, actually, the more comfortable I come with it and the more I think like, fuck it. Yeah, if people walk by and they would think, oh, who's this crazy girl screaming up a hill? They're like, I'm like, okay, they can judge, it's okay. But I do also create space for other people to do the same, to also be crazy, to be wild, to release emotions and to connect to nature. So even if it feels uncomfortable and a little bit weird in the beginning, I would really recommend you to do it. And something else that has really helped me so much when it comes to grounding, and again, it comes back to connecting to your body, which I talked also a lot about in the last episode about embodiment. So also check that out if you're interested in it, if you haven't listened to it already. And I talk about movement a lot because I think movement is so powerful when it comes to releasing emotion, when it comes to connecting to our bodies, and also when it comes to grounding, right? Really feeling embodied. And there's nothing wrong with identifying with our physical body, you know? And of course, this can also become unhealthy if we over-identify with the body and we think it's all there is. But it can also become unhealthy when we completely dissociate from our bodies and think like, oh, it doesn't matter, like it's not important. It is important, right? We are here in our body. Our bodies, like I said in the last episode, our body is our home, right? Our body is our home. And in order to be really in this home we have needs to move, right? And when you look at other animals, animals are naturally grounded and connected to nature. And we are animals, so we naturally are, but we're just resisting it. And one of the biggest way we are as humans resisting our bodies and resisting being connected to nature is sitting still all day. We are not meant to sit still all day and sit behind a desk. And I know that's for a lot of us, it's a big part for me too. I also sit behind my laptop quite a lot. It's a big part of our work and what we do. But we also have a lot of freedom around it as well. So in our free time or our time when we don't sit down, it's very important to move. Right, to move, to be connected to our bodies. And I think it's most powerful to move in nature and also to move in a group with other people. This is also something that's really grounded because when we're present with others, we naturally ground. Right? So moving in a group and moving in nature, I think, is a very powerful way to ground yourself. So like I said before, find yourself a movement practice that you enjoy, that you like, that makes you feel good in your body, and it creates this beautiful relationship with your body, right? And it can also help us to feel more safe in our bodies, like I said before. Because movement, I think, is something that's very empowering, and it has empowered me so much. And it's helped me to feel so much more comfortable in my body. It helped me be so much more present. And it helped me to release so many emotions like anger and fear and sadness and all these emotions that were stuck in my body and just needed to be released. It was also something that's really powerful when, for example, you're in nature and you're connecting with nature, laying down, walking, whatever, to allow your like negativity, your worries, to release it to Mother Earth and to allow her to transmute it. With her permission, of course, but to just to allow her to take that away from you so you can release it, because she wants to transmute it. Mother Earth naturally transmutes and transforms energy, always. And we can also do this through movement, right? So find yourself a movement practice. And I truly believe that weightlifting and powerlifting is very, very grounding. It might not be for everyone. And for other people, yoga can be very, very grounding. But yoga can also become a spiritual practice that can help us escape ourselves. And the same as with weightlifting, like I mentioned before, that I did experience also dissociation while doing movement practices. So what is really important is to be present and to focus during our movement practice, to really focus on our body, on our feeling. So how we can become like naturally grounded during the day is also to So during the day, to have check-ins, like check-ins. So that we check in with our body. So how am I feeling? What sensations am I feeling in my body? What emotions am I feeling? Where am I feeling it? To really, because we can live in our head a lot or completely dissociate. And by focusing on our body, we can bring ourselves back. Right? And if you really have problems with really feeling unsafe in your body a lot, what I would really recommend you to do is to really resolve those traumas. Because the reason why we feel unsafe in this physical reality, or we feel unsafe in our bodies, is because of trauma. It always is because of trauma. And that's why I do the work that I do, because I think resolving trauma is so powerful, and healing those wounds and integrating them. And that has really helped me also to be so much more grounded. So I do a lot of work with that. So if you have any questions about that, always feel free to contact me as well. You can always find me on Instagram or on Facebook, Sanna Hart. Or on my website, sunheart.com, and feel free to contact me, because this trauma resolution is something and integration is something I'm deeply, deeply passionate about, and it's really powerful and supportive when we want to ground ourselves. And I also want to give you a visualization, which I call the tree visualization, and this is really, it's a simple practice that really has helped me to ground myself so much. And for everyone who likes to meditate, there are so many guided grounded meditations out there. You can find them on YouTube. Also, an app I really like, it's totally free, is Insight Timer. And you can find so many meditations on there, so many guided meditations. And then you can just type in, for example, grounding meditation. And then you'll find plenty of that you can do that can also help you ground. So I would, if you really want to feel more grounded, I would really recommend you to do a grounding practice every single day. So it can be a walk in nature or one of these meditations. And I recently also discovered a very powerful visualization that I use to ground. So kind of how it goes, and I'm just going to guide you through it. So, Yes, let's just do this all together. If you're driving, don't close your eyes and just be aware, be conscious, and be focused. And otherwise, I just want to guide you through this meditation. It's visualization. So now just allow your body to completely relax and feel into your body, sink into your body, and feel your feet. You can wiggle your toes a little bit and really feel the ground beneath your feet. And now we're going to take three big breaths together. So first, a big breath in and big breath out. So take a deep breath in and then letting it all out. So a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in. Letting all that energy go that you no longer need. So now, with your eyes completely closed, visualize a root growing out of your feet. And feel this root growing into the ground. And feel the roots grow deeper and deeper into the ground. Past earth and going deeper past layers of rocks, and slowly it's growing deeper and deeper. The roots are spreading and it's growing all the way until it reaches the core of the earth. And then now I want you to allow yourself to feel the warmth, to feel the warmth of the earth. And now feel your connection to the energy of Mother Earth. And feel this beautiful, powerful red energy move all the way up into your roots, moving higher and higher. And with every breath in, this energy is moving up more and more with each breath until it has reached your feet. And now I want you to draw that red, strong energy of Mother Earth into your body with each breath, starting with your feet. And now it's slowly moving up to your ankles, your calves, up to your knees, your upper legs, all the way up to your hips. And feel that warmth grow over your stomach, all the way up to your chest and your shoulders. Moving all the way down to your arms, into your fingertips. Move up to your leg, to neck, all the way up to your head. And completely feel that beautiful energy move all the way up to your crown. And when it has reached your crown, I want you to visualize that out of your crown are growing now branches, branches of the tree that's growing within you. And with each breath, those branches will grow higher and wider and spread all the way out. And out of your branches grow these beautiful leaves, and they grow bigger and bigger. And now visualize those leaves absorbing the light of the sun and of the cosmos. And allow this energy to move from the leaves all the way down to the branches, moving further and further down and back into your body. So now allow that energy to move into your crown, all the way over your head, and spread all over your body. So move down your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your stomach, your belly, all the way down your hips. Allow this beautiful white light, this energy, to move all the way down your legs until it has reached your feet again, and allow it to completely move into your toes. And feel this beautiful, bright, heavenly white light move all the way around your body, clearing away all the negative energy that you no longer need. And at the same time, you're connected to the cosmos. You're also connected to Mother Earth and the ground. And feel these energies move into your body and blending together, because you are both. You're part of the earth and you're also part of the heavens. And just breathe all that energy into your body and allow it to clear away all the negativity, all the worries, all the things you no longer need. Mother Earth and the heaven now gives you permission to completely let go. To completely let go. So now, feel the connection with the heaven. Feel the connection with the earth. And feel that energy in your body. And just breathe. And relax. And we're now also going to end this meditation with 3 clearing breaths again. So then I want you to take a deep breath in again, and a deep breath, and then fully breathe out, and then let go of all the energies you no longer need and you want to let go of, all the worries, all the negative thinking. Just let it all go and allow it to be taken away by Mother Earth and the heavens. So let's take a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. And again, let's take a deep breath in and out. And now just feel your body again. And you can come back into the room you're in, or you're out in nature, wherever you are. And just wiggle your fingers and your toes. Come back. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So this was the 3 visualization. I hope you enjoyed it. And know that you can always use this meditation to feel more grounded and connected. So breathing the earth energy and later on the light energy, and to really breathe out and let go of all the negative energies. And I truly believe this is a very powerful meditation. So yeah, and if you have any questions about it, like I said before, feel free to reach out to me. And also something I really want to mention as well, and which I think is an amazing, beautiful practice to clear out negative energy and to feel more grounded here and now in our bodies. And it's about taking a nice bath or shower. But I'm now going to first explain the bath. And especially people who are in my Facebook group, the Pivot of Change Facebook group, if you haven't already, come and join us. You can just search on Facebook, Pivot of Change, and you'll be able to find the group. But what I mentioned before is how much I enjoy baths. And taking a bath can be so, so healing. And we can also use these healing baths to ground ourselves more. So how can we do it? We can actually do it by, what I always like to do, I like to add salt. And not just like table salt. So I usually use Himalayan salt, but you can also use Dead Sea salt. Yeah, just make sure it has a natural origin. So I would recommend most Himalayan salt or Dead Sea salt. and just pour it in the bath while the water's running. And this can also be naturally really grounding because salt is something that's really grounding, and it's also used a lot as an earth element in rituals and ceremonies. So if you want to look into that more, that's really cool as well. And what you can also do is add grounding crystals and rocks to the bath as well, and then just lie in it, and then you can just allow yourself to visualize that the bath, that the water is actually clearing away all negative energy. And what actually salt baths do, it neutralizes our energy. This is something I want to mention first. It neutralizes our energy. So when we really are in a bath, I think it's best to do it at least for 20 minutes. But if it's shorter, that's okay too. Don't worry. And then really allow it to neutralize your energy. And this is something I really like to do at the end of my bath when I'm letting the water run out again into down into the yeah letting the run, water run down. English is clearly not my first language. Sometimes you'll notice it on a podcast. So I let the water be taken away, so I will be lying in the bath, and then while the water is running out, I will also visualize it taking away all negative energy and all the worries and all the things that I no longer need, and allow it to be brought back to the earth so it can be transmuted and transformed. And I do this until the bath is completely empty. So then at the end, I visualize it to really take away that last energy. And it's crazy how much better I always feel after this. I think this is always something really, really powerful you can do. And if you don't have a bath, you can also do it in a shower and maybe make your own natural salt scrub or buy one. Just always check the labels. That's really what I recommend. But and you can also use it as a scrub and then allow the water to just take away all that scrub, and to again visualize the water taking away all the negative energy and all the things you no longer need. And so you can also do it in the shower, but yeah, baths are amazing, right? But yeah, you can also do it under the shower. It doesn't really matter. It's all about also the intention. So to really set the intention to let go of all this negative energy that you no longer need, and also use it to really, while you're in the bath or while you're under the shower, really connect to your body, feel your body, and become aware of what am I feeling right now. So these are the things that I do. So I've shared a lot of practices and a lot of different things that you can do to ground yourself. I also truly believe is that food, so what we eat, can ground ourselves. And like I said, what we do, and especially movement, can really ground you. And also, if you're really interested in it, just search for grounding practices or grounding rituals and ceremonies. There's so many information out there, or any other grounding meditations. Like I said, Insight Timer is a really nice app, but I know you also have plenty of it on YouTube. So just find something that really resonates with you, that you enjoy, and really set the intention to be more grounded and to be more present. And I know that this will have such a positive impact on your life. Right? Because we're here in the physical for a reason. And I just want to thank you all today so much for listening. And again, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me as Sana Hart. You can find me on Facebook, on Instagram. It's okay if you have any questions, or maybe you want to share something, how has it helped you? Or like I said, when it comes to more things like trauma, it's really something I specialize in. So I'm always here. And also, if you have any recommendations for future episodes, it's also something I'm now really interested in. And if you haven't joined the group yet, I've been really enjoying the group, Facebook group, The Pivot of Change, please feel free to join. So go over to Facebook, and we have a lot of fun days. We have like Wisdom Wednesday, when we share all this cool wisdom. And we have Funny Fridays, where we share like funny videos, funny memes, all kind of things. And also sharing Saturdays. And also be sharing when episodes are posted with clips. So please feel free to join. And it's a really awesome community. And you can also connect to like-minded individuals as well, which I think is so cool and so powerful. And then again, I want to wish you an amazing day, an amazing week. And I'm sending you so, so much love and light. Bye-bye.